The Environmental Protection Agency says it has been able to oversee the Superfund project despite furloughs. Crews under the direction of GE this season have removed 520,000 cubic yards of sediment contaminated by PCBs, exceeding the annual goal set by regulators at the EPA. Until 1977, GE discharged into the river about 1.3 million pounds of PCBs, which were used as coolants in electrical equipment. The project should reduce PCB levels in fish and improve the natural habitat. The private sector crews have continued to work north of Albany since the government shutdown. Mark Behan, a spokesman for Fairfield, Connecticut-based GE, said Wednesday the shutdown has not affected the project. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.